Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson on making a ragga cut that actually feels like it belongs in a jungle or old school DNB tune, not just pasted on top of one. We're going for that classic call and response energy, where the vocal chop works like part of the rhythm section, not a lead vocal, not a long melody line, more like a rude little hook that dances with the break and punches through the bass line. For this, set your project somewhere around 170 to 175 BPM. That's the sweet spot for that classic jungle and old-school DNB feel. Load in a breakbeat first. An amen. A think break, or any similarly punchy old-school style loop. Then bring in a short ragga vocal phrase on a separate audio track. You want something with attitude, strong consonants, and a clear rhythmic shape. Short commands, chants, or repeated phrases work best. The big mindset shift here is this: think in phrases, not just chops. Each little vocal idea should have a job. One phrase can announce, another can answer, another can tease the next section. If everything is trying to be the main event, the hook gets crowded and loses impact. First, let's get the vocal warped properly. If the phrase is longer and more legato, use Complex Pro. If it's more chopped and percussive, Beats Mode usually feels better. For very short chopped bits, you can experiment with transient style loop behavior so the hits stay sharp and rhythmic. The goal is not perfect pop vocal polish. The goal is to make the vocal feel like another percussion layer. Now here's the move that really gives this lesson its DNB identity. Extract groove from the break and feed it into the vocal. Right-click your break clip, choose Extract Groove, then open the groove pool and drag that groove onto your vocal clip. This is where the magic starts. Jungle and old-school DNB are all about micro-timing. The break isn't perfectly rigid, and when the vocal inherits that same push and pull, it feels glued into the record. Start with timing around 60 to 85%. If it feels too loose, pull it back. If it feels too stiff, push it harder. Add just a little random, maybe 5 to 15%, and a touch of velocity variation if needed. Don't go wild. You want human bounce, not a drunken mess. A really good trick here is to use the groove pool as a timing character tool before you start piling on effects. If the vocal feels robotic, don't immediately reach for more distortion or reverb. First, try changing the groove amount, or even trying a different groove source. Sometimes the pocket is the whole problem. Next, make the vocal performance ready by slicing it into a tight chop pattern. You can manually cut the audio, or use sliced a new MIDI track if the phrase lends itself to that workflow. Either way, focus on the strong front edges of the words. Those consonants are gold in jungle and DNB, because they hit like mini drums. Build a simple two-bar pattern to start. Maybe the main command on beat 1, a reply on the end of 3, and a small pickup into the next bar. Keep some chops slightly off-grid on purpose, because if everything is too perfect, the groove pool has nothing to work with. Slight imperfection is a feature here, not a flaw. A strong rough structure could be something like this. The first bar announces the phrase, the second bar answers it, then you repeat or vary that idea with a different ending. Keep it short. Shorter is often heavier in this style. Now let's shape the sound with stock Ableton devices. A solid starting chain would be EQ8, saturator, drum bus or pedal for grit, echo or delay, for movement, and maybe auto filter if you want to automate the arrangement. With EQ8, high pass the vocal somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz so it stays out of the sub region. If it sounds boxy, dip a bit around 300 to 500 Hz. If it gets sharp or brittle, smooth the upper mids a little. This is especially important in DNB, because the break and bass are already working hard in the low mids. Then add saturator. A little drive goes a long way. You're usually looking for controlled grime, not full destruction. Soft clip can help keep it punchy. If you want more aggression, drum bus can add bite and density, but keep the boom low or off for now. The vocal should stay clear enough to cut through the break. For delay, keep it tempo synced and rhythmic. An eighth note or dotted eighth can work really well. Low feedback, filtered repeats, and short throws on the last word of a phrase are usually better than a huge wash. In this style, the delay should feel like it's dancing with the rhythm, not floating above it. If you want the intro to breathe more, use auto filter. Start dark and filtered, then automate the cutoff opening over the course of the arrangement. That's a classic move for building tension. A vocal cut that starts buried and then opens into the drop feels way more dramatic than one that's fully bright from the beginning. Now for a really useful trick. Create a clean and dirty split. Duplicate the vocal to a second layer. Keep one version clearer and more intelligible, and make the other version gritty and band limited. On the dirty layer, try redux slightly, maybe some extra saturation, and a bandpass filter, so it sits in the mid-range like a worn dubplate ghost. The clean layer gives you the words and punch. The dirty layer gives you attitude and atmosphere. Blend them together just enough so the vocal feels like it came off an old record, but doesn't turn into mush. That contrast is especially effective for intro to drop transitions. Let the dirty layer dominate early, then reveal the clean layer when the drop lands. Now let's make the hook work with the drums instead of fighting them. A common mistake is trying to fill every gap. Don't do that. In Jungle and Rollers, the spaces matter just as much as the hits. Let the break own the backbeat. Let the snare breathe. Your vocal should ride around those accents, not constantly smash into them. Think call and response. Vocal hit, then break fill. Vocal answer, then bass stab. Vocal phrase, then a little pocket of silence so the drums can speak. That silence is part of the energy. If the vocal is too dense, the whole thing stops swinging. A good arrangement idea is to align major vocal hits with the snare, a kick pickup, or the end of a bass phrase. That way the vocal feels locked to the tune, not just sitting on top of it. If you need a darker feel, try pitching one of the vocal chops down a few semitones. If you want a lift into a fill, pitch one up slightly. Using pitch as rhythm is a very effective old-school trick. Once the main phrase is working, make variations by using the groove pool in different ways. Keep the main vocal with stronger timing groove, maybe around 70 to 80%. Give a reversed fill or a whisper layer a different groove amount. You can even put a groove on a percussion stab or shaker so the whole section shares the same pocket. This is where you avoid the loop sounding static. In fast music, listeners notice repetition very quickly. So instead of inventing a whole new melody every 8 bars, change the pocket, the tail length, or the last word. Keep the identity, but evolve the motion. Now automate the arrangement so the vocal feels like part of the journey. Open the filter over the intro. Bring in more high end as the drop lands. Send a little more delay on the last chop before a transition. Narrow the width in the intro if you want it to feel smaller, then widen the FX layer for the drop. You can even increase saturator drive later in the drop to make the vocal feel more intense. A strong structure might go like this: a dark filtered intro with fragments, then a full 16-bar drop with the main ridicat, then a switch-up section where the bass takes the spotlight and the vocal gets sparser, and then a second drop with more aggressive processing or extra chops. If you're working on a shared bus, add only a touch of glue compression. Just enough to make the vocal and break feel like they belong together. Don't crush the transients. In this style, the punch matters. If the vocal gets buried, don't just turn it up first. Carve out space. Clear low mids, shorten delay tails, and keep the core chops centered and strong. At this stage, it's a great idea to resample the processed vocal. Print the result to audio, then cut it up again. That's a very classic Jungle workflow. Once the vocal is printed, you can reverse a tail, pitch a fragment down for impact, or chop the rendered phrase into fills and turnaround hits. Printing early gives the phrase more character and keeps you from endlessly tweaking. If you want to push the idea further, make 3 versions of the same vocal: a clean one, a dirty one, and a ghost version that's heavily filtered and low in the mix. Then give each one a slightly different groove personality. That way the listener hears the same identity, but the motion changes from section to section. Here's a good mini practice move: load a 170 to 174 BPM session, drop in one break and one short vocal phrase, extract the groove, and build a 2-bar chop pattern with 3 to 5 slices. Edit, saturator, and echo. Automate the filter opening over 8 bars. Then duplicate the phrase and create one variation by pitching a chop, reversing a tail, or moving a hit slightly off-grid. Finally, resample the whole thing and make a 1-bar fill from the rendered audio. That's the workflow in a nutshell. Groove first, chop second, sound design third, arrangement fourth, resample last. If the chops feel like they're part of the break, you're in the pocket. If they're fighting the drums, simplify the phrase, reduce the processing, and let the groove do the heavy lifting. And that's the vibe. A ragacot that hits like percussion, swings like a break, and brings real Jungle character into your DNB drop. Raw, rue, rhythmically alive.